take you just the way you are. Don't go trying,
yeah, man,
some new fashion. Don't change the color.
Yeah, this was Billy Joel, The Stranger. Boy, was this album big. Man. Billy Joel, The Stranger. What a huge record. Again, Kathy on Two for Tuesday. Yeah, Two for Tuesday. Requested Billy Joel, That's Just the Way You Are. Okay. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 on a Tuesday morning. And my dad will be calling in to tell a joke, because it's a jokey time. We were off yesterday, but we're back this morning. 312-981-7200, talk and text. We're talking about crazy neighbors. Do you have any crazy neighbors stories? We would love to hear from you. Loud, crazy, goofy neighbors. 312-981-7200. Now, Dan, have you ever had any run-ins with crazy neighbors?
No, I've been very fortunate. I've never had a bad neighbor situation. Actually, one of my best friends was my next in college was my next door neighbor. That's how we met. We shared a wall, and that's how we communicated every once in a while. We see if each other's home. We just knock on the
just
wall.
Knock on the wall. Go, hey man, you home?
Yeah, but yeah. Oh, her. But yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I've been really lucky.
Okay, Esmeralda, you said that you had some crazy neighbors.
I had crazy in the sense that they would party a lot.
Yeah.
We were all, the whole building I lived in was, I think, pretty much people in their 20s.
Okay.
So
you were all lunatics.
Yeah, we were all pretty insane.
Uh-huh.
I remember hopping around apartment to apartment.
Wow.
Hanging out. I mean, there wasn't that many. There was maybe 6 apartments.
So, like, the whole place was just, like, a party house?
Yeah, it was all, like, kids in their 20s. It was a very cheaply... lots of cheap rent, but a lot of violations.
Was it
a lot of apartment violations in there? So it was real
it
cheap
in Chicago.
Yeah, it was in Lakeview.
Wow.
It is now a condo because they knocked it down.
Of course they did. Wow. Okay. All right. Now, Vic, what about you? You have any crazy neighbors?
I've had good luck until this the last apartment I lived in Albany Park. I found out that the upstairs neighbor, it was a 3-flat, had committed armed robbery, and the police showed up and were threatening to knock down the door. They were out there for about 20 minutes threatening to knock down the door if they didn't open up. And finally they opened up and took him into custody. And then
Wow. The
landlord shared the story with me later. It was Aldi's supermarket in Evanston.
So they ripped off an Aldi's in Evanston.
He did, yes.
He did.
Yeah.
At least they didn't rob you.
I know.
That's good.
He was actually very nice. You know, he was not, I would have never assumed that he was out there committing armed robberies.
It's probably like his job.
He
know,
was a
you
painter
go,
by
go
profession.
To work, he was go a, to rob something.
Yeah, that's, I hate this 9-to-5 of robbing.
Robbing.
Yeah. Wow, okay. Some things you never know. Well, I will say this, one of my favorite bad neighbor stories involves someone who lived in the apartment before me. And this was when I lived in Andersonville for nearly 14 years. And I lived in an apartment on the second floor. And the third floor, the people directly above there had ruined the apartment above me before I had moved in. What happened was the people that lived in the apartment before I moved in on the second floor started to notice that there was the ceiling in the dining room was getting wet and it would start to drip. So there was like, they thought, well, there must be like a pipe or something that, although it's the dining room, there shouldn't be pipes. There's no sink. You know, there are no faucets. There's no toilet. There's no shower in the middle of the dining room. So it just seemed unusual that there would be like a pool of water and the ceiling started to drip. So the guy who lived in my apartment went downstairs to our landlord lived on the first floor. So we went downstairs to the landlord. He knocked on the door and he's like, you know, I just noticed that there's like a water pooling on the ceiling here and it's dripping down. And so my ex-landlord goes up to the apartment and walks in to the apartment and looks at the ceiling and sees it. Says, this is weird because there shouldn't be any pipes going through this area. So he goes upstairs. He knocks on the door, and they won't open the door. The people who live in there won't open the door. And they were like very strange people. They were mostly kind of shut in. So they opened up the door with the chain on. So my landlord's like, I want to come in. I want to take a look at the apartment. And they're like, no, you can't come in. They're like, no, I can come in. I own the building. And there's water leaking from your floor through the ceiling down to the apartment below. I want to see what's going on. And they're like, no. So finally, he had to threaten to kick the door open. He walks in, and in the middle of the dining room, the entire dining room, this is a very big apartment, the entire dining room has been covered in dirt and plants, and they had a garden with lights in the middle of the dining room shining down on this stuff, and they were growing stuff. They had a garden in the middle of the dining room. Like, the entire dining room was covered in dirt and water and plants. And that's what was leaking. They've ruined. He had to tear up all the floorboards, had to rebuild the floor, and then fix the ceiling, because they had plants growing in the middle of the, like, they actually turned it into like a garden that they had to walk through to get to the front room.
Did it have little stone steps so they could walk?
I don't. I'm not
it.
Sure. This is the way my landlord described it to me, because when I moved in, he told me, he's like, yeah, you know, just don't plant a garden in the middle of the dining room. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then he told me the story, and I was like, what?
I mean, how expensive are pots?
I don't know, but the entire floor was covered.
A box, anything.
Yeah. Or just go out to the back. We had a back porch. Just put something out on the back porch. But yeah, the entire room, they had like sunlight lights that they had like pointed at the, I don't know what they were growing. I'm assuming vegetables or things like that.
Yeah, was really, it illegal?
I don't have no, I don't know. I mean, that's the only thing I know is that somebody turned the upstairs dining room into a garden.
I can't believe you didn't try to talk to them.
No, they weren't living there. They got kicked out.
I know, but before, just to be like, what happened? What?
No, but when I moved in, they were gone.
Oh, okay.
See, when I moved in, these guys were long gone. And the guy who lived in the apartment before me is the one who had to experience it.
Oh, okay. It's just super weird.
No, it's insane. It's completely ridiculous.
I'd love to talk to these people.
No, I didn't get any insight as to who they were. I heard they were weird and they were shut-ins. That's all I know. And that they grew a garden in their dining room. Like, had dirt all over the floor, grew a garden in the middle of a dining room. So that would be a weird neighbor. And that same apartment that I lived in, when I first moved in, when my first ex-wife and I moved in there, and there was a pretty interesting couple that lived right next door to us. Like, you want to talk about sharing a wall, Dan? You were talking about that. We shared a couple of walls with these people, and they were on the other side of the hallway, like right next to us. Our front doors were right next to each other. Like, our front doors were literally right next to each other. Like, you could reach out and knock on either door. They were right there. And I'll tell you the story. Jim made a reference to it a little bit earlier, because I've told this story on the air before. It's the craziest neighbors I've ever had. They were loud. They did everything that a crazy neighbor does. They were loud. They made too much noise. They fought a lot. But there were a lot of details about the typical cliched bad neighbor things that they did that set it apart. We also have some crazy neighbor stories. Here is one. My upstairs neighbor once screamed at each other for a half an hour at 3 a.m. over whether or not he peed on her computer. So there's a nice argument to have. 3 o'clock in the morning, they're screaming at each other. Did you pee on my computer? No, I didn't pee on your computer. Who peed on my computer then? John says, this is on Reddit, John says, well, I had a pot-growing nudist who lived next door. Well, all right.
Wasn't your neighbor's?
No, not mine. Not mine, no. Kitty Mittens is the name that this person used on Reddit. Kitty Mittens. Kitty Mittens says, my neighbor likes to moon his family, yell, and then rev up his motorcycle at 7 a.m. That's kind of an unusual thing to do on a regular basis.
People show love in different ways.
They do. They do. They show love in different ways.
It's quite a good morning.
Here's my butt. Enjoy that. While I rev up my motorcycle at 7 o'clock in the morning. All right. 312-981-7200. We're talking about bad neighbors, crazy neighbors, screwy neighbors, loud neighbors. If you've got any stories, we'd love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. We also have some advice on how to deal with loud neighbors. We'll give you some of that, too. All right, right here on WGN, Nick DiGilio, and we'll be right back with the news. Two for Tuesday. God, I haven't heard that song in years. Listener Randy requested Bob Welch, Ebony Eyes. Bob Welch. That, he had a, what was his big hit? Sentimental Lady? That was the big hit. That was a great song. Bob Welch, Ebony Eyes on Two for Tuesday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Nick DiGilio, who are I, everybody? Hope everybody had a lovely long weekend. Back to work this morning. It is a Tuesday. My dad will be calling in to tell a joke because it is your first day back to work for most people. And we're talking about bad neighbors. 312-981-7200 if you would like to jump in here with your crazy neighbor story. I'll tell you one of mine, probably the craziest neighbors I've ever lived next door to in my apartment building back in Andersonville. I'll tell you about that in a second. But we have Mark on WGN. Hey, Mark.
Greetings from Cleveland.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Okay, sorry I haven't been calling in lately. It's been hard to get your show in my new apartment, but, I mean, it's great to hear that you're still around.
Thanks, man.
Okay, anyway, so when I was growing up, the kids next door were always pretty rowdy, but the oldest girl, she dated this guy who was just bad news. He threw a rock through our front room window, physically assaulted my father, and... last I heard, he wound up in jail for killing someone while driving drunk.
Jeez. That's not pleasant, Mark. Jeez.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Wow. Oh, all right. Well, that's not... So the guy's in jail then, you would imagine?
Well, this was all a long time ago. Late 70s, early 80s, so
yeah.
Maybe he's out, but if he is, I just hope he's made a better life. For himself.
All right. Okay, Mark, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Take care. There's Mark, man, from Cleveland. Man, I haven't heard from Mark. Mark was one of my regular callers way back when I first started doing this. Started doing my show in 1998, right around that time. Mark would always, he would always say greetings from Cleveland every time. Dan, you remember Mark?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So thank you for calling in, Mark. I appreciate it. All right, so here's the story. My first ex-wife and I, we move into the apartment in Andersonville, and we quickly notice that the couple who lives next door, as Dan mentioned before, sometimes you live in apartment buildings where you do share walls, and we shared walls. The front door to each apartment was literally right next to each other. And we quickly realized that there was this sort of like redneck couple that lived next door, total white trash couple that lived next door. That would scream at each other till way into the middle of the night. Like, we would hear pots and pans being thrown and glasses smashing all over the place. And, you know, you could hardly, like, you know, like really understand what they were saying. There was a lot of... And then bang, boom, ching, plong, stuff is getting smashed. This was kind of a nightly thing. And again, our landlord lived in the building. He lived downstairs. He actually lived downstairs from them because he was not directly under me. He was on the other side of the hallway, but he lived directly under them. And they would just scream till 3 o'clock in the morning. The thing is, the guy was a drunk. And it's not shocking. You know, usually crazy neighbors involve some sort of substance abuse. The guy was a drunk, and his wife, I guess, would always lock him out of the house because he was drunk. So I'd come home. He'd be hanging out at Simon's or something. I'd come home at 2 o'clock in the morning, or I'd bartend, and I'd come home late. And he would be sitting on the stoop in front of the apartment building, you know, like, and then like I would come in and I'd open the door and he'd follow me in, you know, because he lived in the building. And so he would like follow me in because I guess his wife would lock him out. And then he'd get upstairs and, you know, his front door was right next to mine. So I'm unlocking my front door to go in. All of a sudden he's banging on the door. Like he's standing 3 feet away from me, banging on the door, screaming at his wife to let him in. And this was a pretty common thing. They would fight. She would kick him out. He'd be out on the front stoop and then like she would lock him out. Eventually somebody would come home in the building and he'd get in and start banging on the door again. And then they'd start throwing stuff around. The other thing that was incredible about this guy was that he had like a Ford Fairmont or something. It was parked in front of the building and he had a giant, giant antenna that was like 6 feet long. A huge one mounted to the side of the car, and he would sit in his car and talk on his CB all night. He'd get loaded and sit in his car and talk on his CB. It didn't matter what the weather was. It could have been 80 below out. He'd still be out there going, breaker 19. And he'd be out there, and this, I'm not talking about 1975. This was 1995. And this guy's spending his time getting loaded, sitting in his Ford Fairmont till 3 o'clock in the morning, talking on a CB. And it was so bad that it would interfere with our television. Like, we'd be watching TV, and then all of a sudden on the TV it would go, breaker 19. And we could actually hear the guy's CB broadcasts coming through our cable on television. And he'd sit outside with this giant antenna for hours. He'd get loaded, talk on the CB for like 5 hours, and then try to get back in the house, and his wife or his girlfriend or whoever it was would not let him in. He'd get more loaded, go back out, breaker 19. I'm watching a movie, and all of a sudden it's like, yeah, so what do you got there? Do you see any Smokies? And I'm like, what is this? So eventually they got kicked out, but the landlord finally said, that's it, get out, and he booted them out. They were there for about 4 months. Probably for the first four and a half months that we lived there. And it was a nightly thing. He'd be getting drunk. He'd fall asleep on the stoop in front after spending 3 hours in his Ford Fairmont, you know, on his CB, breaking up the, you know, our cable. And then, but the best night ever, the most memorable night, they came home, started screaming again. So my ex-wife Wendy and I, we sometimes would walk over to the wall and put our ears up against it, just to hear if we could see what they're saying, if we could hear what they're saying. And again, these are white trash people, drunk CBs. This is the kind of person I'm talking about. A guy who is still sitting in his Ford Fairmont talking on a CB at 1995. So anyway, we're trying to hear what they're saying, and because they're breaking furniture and their stuff, they're sort of blah 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 blah. The best ever was they're screaming at each other, and the only thing that we could understand one night was screaming, yelling, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, very clearly, the woman says, resume? I don't need no damn resume. And Wendy and I fell over laughing. Like, I'm thinking to myself, what possible conversation would these two people have that would end in the reply, resume? I don't need no damn resume. And we were just trying to figure it out. You're going to have to go and get a job. And I think your best bet, if you would like to get a job in the world of management, would be to get a resume. Resume? I don't need no damn resume, you know. Because he wanted to buy a new CB. I don't know. But that was the one time that we actually understood what they said. Because mostly it was just muffled screaming and breaking of furniture and plates and stuff. But that was the first time. Resume? I don't need no damn resume. I would be surprised if they even knew what a resume was. That's the kind of people we're talking about. And very soon after that was when they got booted, when the landlord said, okay, that's it. Enough with the CB. You're messing with everybody's signal. They're trying to watch TV, and all of a sudden they hear you talking about resumes on the CB. Well, I don't care. So those were the craziest sort of like loud, crazy neighbors that I had, and the guy sitting in the CB, sitting in his car on the CB, ridiculous. On Reddit, BMC says, my neighbor used to go out and vacuum his lawn. vacuum your lawn? That must have been a hell of an extension cord. You know, go outside.
Cordless.
Boy, cordless. Can you see somebody out there with like a dust buster? Somebody out on the take them 15 hours to do the lawn. They're out there with a dust buster. All right, crazy neighbors, 312-981-7200. And how to deal with loud ones, we got some advice for you. But we would love to hear from you. Everybody's had crazy, loud, goofy neighbors. What are some of your stories? 312-981-7200. That's a good song. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Bob Welch, Randy requested that for Two for Tuesday. Very popular song from the 70s there. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about crazy neighbors, loud, goofy, crazy neighbors. By the way, I just looked up at the TV, Dan. And they showed a video of a guy who, this is on the Channel 9 news. They showed video of a guy who walks in to pay parking tickets with two giant buckets full of pennies. Did you see this?
No, but I love those stories.
That's the way to stick it to him.
It's so funny. And they said it was 22,000 pennies. Like he paid the parking tickets, but they just poured them like you know the window where you're supposed to exchange. It's like bulletproof glass, you know, and the person's on the other side, and you're supposed to like put the money in the little well underneath the glass. He took the buckets and dumped 22,000 pennies. Just dumped them, got up, took the buckets and left.
Cash is cash, right?
Cash, right.
That is so funny.
They get paid.
Yeah, there was a former NFL running back named Edgerrin James who lost like a $1,000 bet. And like the guy kept hassling him for it and kept hassling for him on the last day of the season. He brought in just a massive jar of pennies, got it wheeled into the locker room, and just gave it to him that way.
Hysterical.
Like it was $1,000 worth of pennies.
So hysterical. And the woman behind the glass was like clearly saying, no, you can't do that. And he just kept dumping 22,000 pennies. That is funny. That's like that episode of Seinfeld with Todd Gack. That's the one with the calzone episode where Kramer's got way too much change, and he tries to pay with change to pick up the calzones. They won't accept the change. Oh man! All right, 312-981-7200. We're talking about crazy neighbors. All right, here's one from Reddit. This is really amazing. Esmeralda, see if this one doesn't make you laugh. I once accidentally threw my keys in the dumpster while taking out the trash, says Rose. I didn't want to go wading in because I was wearing a dress and sandals. Finally, right as I resigned myself to jumping in, a dude wearing nothing but pajama pants came out and offered to hop in the dumpster for me because he was, quote, going in anyway.
I would have stuck around to see, like, what was he going to do in the trash can.
Well, yeah, I was going in anyway. That's my daily dumpster dive. Nancy says, the only time I've ever heard of another group growing a garden indoors was a huge pot operation. I would imagine that's probably...
Yeah, but I think they have the foresight to put them in pots, not just on the ground.
Yeah. Jay in Ohio says, my neighbor went on a drunken binge and threw his furniture out of his 11th floor large sliding glass window. Oh, my God. 11th floor? Wow. All right. Here's Jasmine on WGN. Hi, Jasmine.
What's up? You guys are making me laugh right now.
Oh, good.
Well, I don't think I'll be able to beat any of your stories, but all weekend since, like, Friday night, my neighbors have been partying and shooting fireworks.
Yeah, you know.
And I don't know if it's just because it was Memorial Day weekend or they can't wait until 4th of July to
no,
do that.
No, any excuse. There is a certain breed of people, any excuse to blow off fireworks, and they will. And I live in a neighborhood that's like that, too.
And it wasn't just those innocent things where you just throw them on the ground and they pop. They were cherry bombs.
Oh, sure. Out. No. M80s everywhere. I know exactly what you're talking about, Jasmine. Maybe it'll, because it was the first really warm weekend of the kickoff of summer. Everybody, I think everybody this past weekend kind of lost their minds.
Yeah. I didn't get any peace this weekend.
All right.
I don't think that can beat any of your stories.
All right. Well, Jasmine, thanks for listening.
All right. Have a good summer.
See ya. You too. There you go. Jasmine, everybody. Yeah, you know, I lived in Albany Park for a while, and that's a neighborhood that enjoys loud noises. There's a lot of, like, you know, it's either fireworks or gunshots. I don't know which one.
I had a guy this weekend playing just music out of his car. I think he was fixing it. I don't know. He had it parked and it was all open and it was just music.
Just blasting.
For hours.
Yeah.
And it was so loud.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate people.
How about, you live in Albany Park.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. How long have you lived there?
I think it's 3 years now.
3 years. Okay. I lived there from 2007 to 2011. And, there was, I thought, a very suspicious ice cream truck that would ride around with its music playing until like 2:30 in the morning. And I always thought, well, why, you know, it's like 1 in the morning. Why is this ice cream truck driving around with its music on? And it was a pretty consistent thing. We lived right by Roosevelt High School, like right across the street from Roosevelt High School.
What was the song?
It was Three Blind Mice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like the one that freaks me is the one, it's the music and it goes, hello.
Oh, yeah. No, you've heard those too.
That one's frightening.
Yeah. But I just, there's something fishy going on when someone's driving around. Don't you think someone's driving around an ice cream truck at like 1:30 in the morning?
Yeah, there's kids aren't out.
No, they're not out. Maybe it was the people who were growing pot in the older apartment and they were selling it at 1:30 in the morning.
They needed a snack.
Yeah. All right. Mark the Breadman says, when I was a kid growing up in Galewood, I had the usual mean neighbor who would never return our balls that would go into his yard. Found out when I got older that he was a concentration camp guard and was deported. Wow.
That's like in the movies.
Yeah. 630 area code says, we had a family that used the kitchen sink as a charcoal grill. They said their sink was ceramic, and they thought it would be okay, and it burned up their whole apartment.
Did they not have an oven? Okay. Stove.
Maybe they just wanted a barbecue. 815 area code says, I have a neighbor who every night would be sitting in his yard with a bottle of vodka picking up sticks in his underwear. All the neighbors used to laugh about it. It's really funny. How many of these stories involve liquor? Because it's just so ridiculous.
This sounds bad, but I prefer that it does. Because if they're just doing these weird things.
And they're not on something.
Right.
Yeah.
That worries me.
Sylvia says, this one guy used to skateboard around in his pajama pants during the middle of the day with giant headphones on, singing Counting Crows songs at the top of his lungs. He had long dreadlocks and usually had an aura of weed and body odor. He also always had sheets hanging out of his windows. He was pretty well known among the locals. Maybe it was Adam Durst. Who knows? You know? All right, here's Trucker Rich on WGN. Hi, Rich.
Hey, Nick. How you doing tonight?
All right.
Yeah, back in the 60s, I was about 9 or 10. We had an old guy across the alley from us, and he was a drunk. You know, I mean, I don't know how old he was, but, you know, when you're 10, you could be 50, and, you know, the guy's ancient. But,
yeah,
you know,
right.
He'd go uptown about noon and get drunk and physically crawl home.
Oh, man.
And sit on the back porch and yell obscenities about the Germans and the Japanese coming to get him, and you know, so I'm sure he was a World War II vet. But
yeah.
The worst one was that he had one of these 55-gallon drum grills out in his backyard. You know, now we live in northern Illinois, so you got to put this in context because there's no reason why this should be. But he came out one night with a saddle, put the saddle on the grill, and he was dressed up like Hopalong Cassie or somebody, you know, the chaps with the fringe and the big old hat like Ross Cartwright had wear, and the furry Attila the Hun vest on, and he's riding his grill, and then all of a sudden he starts and he's got a gun belt on with 245s.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, and he's screaming about the Indians coming, and he starts yelling, "Run, kids, the Indians are coming," and he jumps off his horse, and he's sliding around behind garbage cans, firing off blanks, telling us kids to run for our lives because the Indians are going to catch us and scalp us, but he'll keep us safe.
Wow.
And the cops finally came down and subdued him after a while.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, as a kid, that was...
That's pretty memorable.
Dang funny.
No, yeah. Something. I'll tell you something, Rich. That's something you don't forget. You don't forget a drunk old guy in a full-on cowboy outfit riding his grill with guns. That's not something.
Right.
That's not. You don't see that every day.
You know, and if we were out in like Colorado or Montana, maybe you could see why a guy would have a cowboy outfit like that. But not in northern Illinois.
No.
You know?
No. So, man, that's great.
This must have been a plan.
All right, Rich. All right. Be careful out there, buddy.
All right, you too. Have a good evening.
See you later,
man.
Trucker Rich there. That was a great story. That's great. All right, we got a break here. We got more crazy neighbor stories and how to deal with loud neighbors. This was in the Chicago Tribune this weekend on how to deal with loud neighbors and how to do it in the proper way. We've got that and more. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for your crazy neighbor stories. We got a break here, and the news is coming up next. Deja, deja, deja. Oh, boy. Uh-huh. 2 for Tuesday. Mike requested Jimmy Buffett off to see the lizard. What were they? Shark head? No, parrot heads, right? Parrot heads. Shark heads. Okay, they're off to see the lizard. Jimmy Buffett on 2 for Tuesday. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell. And then at 6 o'clock, it is Steve Cochran. And my dad will be calling in to tell a joke. We were off yesterday for Memorial Day, and I hope everybody had a great Memorial Day and a nice weekend. And since this is our first day back at work, we thought we'd kick off the work week again with a laugh. So my dad's going to call in and tell a joke in a little bit. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. If you would like to join us, we're talking about crazy neighbors and crazy neighbor stories. 312-981-7200. The Chicago Tribune gives you some advice on how to deal with loud neighbors. So Sheila Keast is an etiquette trainer and a founder of Sheila Keast Etiquette. She says, "This is a tricky one. We're now approaching the start of summer, which comes with graduation and wedding parties. As much as we want to be hospitable and let our neighbors enjoy their event, if it's a weekly basis, you have a problem. I think treading softly at first is the best. If that doesn't work, then it has to be taken to the next level. Write a letter to them. Or if they are renting, contact the leasing agent for the property, as they are probably in violation of their lease. And on occasion, we find neighbors who have no regard for anyone and who will do what they want. At this point, I would contact your city's noise abatement officer and ask him or her to get involved." So that's the best way to do it. I had some people who lived upstairs from me in the building that I live in now who I was convinced installed a bowling alley in their apartment. And not only did they install a bowling alley, but they had, you know, a team full of elephants bowling. And I don't know if they still live there, but there was this at one point, Dan, I told you this, at one point, like right around 11 p.m. every night.
Right.
They would just start slamming and jumping up and down and acting like idiots. And it would happen like around 11, 11:15 every night. Haven't done it in a while. You know, I don't know. The other thing is, because of the hours that we keep, we don't know if we have, sometimes we don't know if we have bad neighbors. It's at night.
I'm not exactly sure which building my neighbors, if it's neighbors above me or if they're to the side, because my apartment building's pretty, they're all close, like the other buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember one night, it was like a Saturday, but they were up till like 5 in the morning outside yelling.
Yeah.
To the point where I had to go into the bathroom because I could hear them directly. And I just went, go to bed. Like, I got so angry. I was like, go inside.
Yeah.
It's like, what's wrong with you people?
Yeah. Yeah, we know when I was living with, when Heather and I were living in Albany Park, we used to call the people that lived right across the alley from us,
because
mm-hmm. our bedroom was right, our bedroom windows, there were like three or four windows in the bedroom. We'd have mm-hmm. them open all the time,
yeah.
Nice breeze. But we lived right across the alley from what we called the Bumpuses, because they had like 80 dogs, and they would be constantly, they would keep the dogs outside barking like lunatics till 1, 2 in the morning. And we called them the Bumpuses because of Christmas Story.
No, I have the same thing right now.
You have Bumpuses in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're upstairs.
Oh, you have Bumpuses upstairs?
Yeah, and they come running. It's like a gallop, a whole, what would you call it? You know what horses, what would be a pack of horses?
A pack?
I don't know, a group, a pack. What are they?
Murder. No, that's crows.
What is it when there's a bunch of them?
I don't know. A stable?
You wouldn't know. Come on, you and your horses.
I don't think there's a special term for a lot of horses. A stable?
Really?
Yeah, a stable of horses.
Well, whatever. There's a bunch of them. They come running down the stairs.
Dogs, you're talking.
They're dogs.
Yeah.
But it sounds like there's 10 of them.
Yeah.
I think it's only 2.
Bumpuses. So you have Bumpuses
crazy.
Living.
Crazy.
Yeah.
According to the internet, a group of horses is called a team or a harrah's. Harrah's? H-A-R-R-A-S.
Team of horses. I knew that, yeah.
All the horses in the group are colts, rag can be used. Cool. And a group of ponies is called a string.
Oh, yeah, string of polo ponies.
Did you ever lead a string of ponies?
No.
Okay.
I didn't lead a string of ponies.
Just checking.
Here's another reason why you know string of polo ponies is because that's from the episode of The Honeymooners where Ralph is going to be an actor. And he gets the part in a play.
Hmm.
And Art Carney, Norton is rehearsing with him, and he says, I got all this stuff, because he's a rich, he plays a rich guy, I got all this stuff, and I got a string of Peloponnese.
Oh, no.
And, string of Peloponnese? What's that? And, Art Carney's like, here, it says right there, a string of Peloponnese. That's string of polo ponies! And then...
And Peloponnese.
And then Ralph, because, you know, like, this has been in his head for such a long time, during the performance, he actually says string of Peloponnese.
Oh, boy.
Crazy Ralph.
I had a string. They were children, but again, there was like a string of Peloponnese running down the stairs in one of my apartments. There was like 3 kids, and they would just...
So you just have kids and dogs running around. People who moved in across the hall from me, they moved in, I want to say, 3-4 months ago. I think they have 43 kids.
Yeah,
it sounds like they have 43 kids, and most of them, I think, 2.
They went the same people. This is another apartment. They had a party for the kids, so there was a lot of kids upstairs. My ceiling fan started to shake. It wasn't on. Wasn't on.
Yeah, no,
it was just them
running, the kids running
like
around.
Wild packs of wild animals.
Yeah, like a pack of Peloponnese.
Yep.
Here's Carrie on WGN. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, morning, Nick. You're making me laugh. I don't even know what I was going to say. You're making me laugh about other things. I love the Peloponnese episode.
It's fantastic, yeah.
It's great. And also about paying with pennies. I knew a guy who hated the Illinois tollway system so much, he would load up 35mm film plastic containers, remember those?
Oh, yeah.
When you would have to go get them developed. Yeah.
Yep.
So that was a perfect amount. You could stack 40 pennies in there. And he would go to the toll booth, whip it as hard as he could, swearing about the tollway. But we'd have to sit there and wait for the thing to count 40 pennies for like 5 minutes. I'm like, is this really worth it?
Yeah, so you can't leave. I mean, so you're stuck there.
No, you got to sit there. The gate didn't go up until it counted. I mean, it was like, it would count one at a time. I'm like, he's swearing about the tollway.
That's
like,
hysterical.
It's worth it, but whatever.
Hysterical.
But as far as neighbors go, I've been very lucky as an adult. When I was a kid, we had wacky neighbors. But as an adult, I've been very, very blessed. No crazy people. Not care because I own my houses and I don't want crazy people around me. But I got a friend that I work with. He lives up in Madison, and I moved there for a while before I moved back to Illinois. And his neighbor's nuts. He calls – they've been neighbors for like 15 years. And my friend's name is Dan, and he calls him Gary. So when they first moved in, he would come over and they introduce themselves and blah, blah, blah. So like the second or third time he'd come over and say, hey, Gary. And he's like, no, Dan. So about after like the ninth time, he just gave up and said, okay, he thinks my name's Gary. That's fine. Every time I go over, I'm going to call him a different name. So that was step one of the weirdness.
Uh-huh.
The guy takes apart his deck every year. He's got a nice, these are big, I mean, like, you know, quarter acre, half acre lots, whatever. They're big lots. He takes apart his big deck every year for some reason, unassembles it and reassembles it. But the funniest thing is he snowblows his front lawn. And every time, with a big, giant two-stage, I saw him do it one time. I'm like, what is that guy doing? He's just destroying his lawn.
He's snowblowing his front lawn.
The whole lot. And again, this is not like a little parkway. These are pretty big lots.
Right.
So it's not. Yeah. So with a big, giant two-stage snowblower.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Wow. That's crazy. All right. Thanks, Kerry.
No, complete nuts. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Take care. 312-981-7200. Dirk, the cop, said, we received a call about smoke and motor noises coming from a neighbor's trailer home. When we entered, we saw the person mowing a shag carpet. He said it was growing too fast. We found out the person had been huffing paint.
Right. I mean, shag is very tall.
It comes. It gets unruly.
Sometimes you want a shorter carpet.
I bet cops have a lot of funny stories about this kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cops who work this shift.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they've got some pretty crazy stories about calls that they get. Because that's pretty crazy right there. Well, it's a trailer home, first of all.
With shag carpeting?
Yeah, and
wow.
Paint huffing. So
I mean, that makes sense.
What else are you going to do? You're living in a trailer home. That's you're going to huff some paint and mow your lawn or mow your shag carpet. Carl says, we had a guy in our neighborhood who would never shovel his sidewalk and always steal the spots that people have shoveled out. So during the blizzard of 69, we all shoveled our snow onto his car. He couldn't move it for a month. Yeah, I don't want to get into the dibs thing because I'm anti-dibs.
Yeah, I don't like the dibs.
Nope. You don't own the street. Don't own the street. Sorry. I hate the dibs thing. And then it goes viral, and I think it makes our city look like a bunch of idiots.
Right. No, you know? I hate it. No, I don't like it.
I can't stand it. And granted, I don't drive anymore. So I don't have to deal with it.
Yeah.
But when I drove, I hated it. I absolutely hated it. I never once, and it's not like I haven't, you know, in the years that I drove for a lot of years, and it's not like I haven't dug out my fair share of cars, because I have. But I've never once put furniture out in the street to save a spot. Never, ever once. And I lived in one place, the Honeybee Complex, I had a parking spot. That's the only time I've ever had a parking spot in the Honeybee Complex. But outside of that, I've always had street parking, always. And I don't want to get into dibs. That's another.
Yeah, it's a whole other topic.
It's a whole other topic. And what people do to each other's cars if someone takes one of their spots.
Yeah, I've heard, you know,
like hosing it down with water so that your locks freeze.
You ever heard putting bologna on the car?
What?
Yeah, if you put bologna on a car, it takes the paint off when you try to take it back. I mean, it has to be cold out.
So if you put bologna on a car, mm-hmm. Does it have to be bologna?
I mean, that is a
cheaper cut of meat.
I think it has to be some sort of very cheap mixed meat.
Olive loaf?
Maybe. We'll have to do some experiments.
All right, we'll have to experiment with some olive loaf.
But I hear it clings to the paint, and then you try to take it off, and it takes
I've never heard that before. Yeah.
Don't use that. Don't
yeah,
Excel.
Well, no, you're,
that's
you
mean.
Just, yeah, no, you're giving some great advice to people out there for the winter.
They'll forget.
Yeah, I mean, it's barely June yet. All right, we got a break here. We've got my dad is going to call in and tell a joke, and then they'll wrap up the crazy neighbor stories. All right, crazy neighbors, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
312 says, I grew up in Albany Park in the 70s, and the woman upstairs from us used to hang out her window and sing Midnight at the Oasis.
Is there just crazy people in Albany Park? Is that?
Yeah.
That's it?
Oh, no, there are.
No, because
I live there. I lived there for like 5 years. There are a lot of crazy people
through
in
the
Albany
year,
Park.
They still.
Nick, we had a neighbor. This is Nick who sends this, not me. We had a neighbor who worked third shift. He would get home and then start shooting a gun.
You have to let
that sounds like what I do when I that's what I do when I get home.
You gotta decompress,
just, you know, just
man.
Open up the window, start blowing off rounds.
Yeah, you know. Stressful.
One day his girlfriend approached us and told us to alert us if we saw him acting up. One day he started mowing his lawn at 3 a.m. When we got up to look out the window, we saw the girlfriend, and I asked if we should still alert her. So the girlfriend was there. Jesse says, in the building across from me, this old guy leaves his living room curtains open at night so I can clearly see him walking around in his tidy whiteies.
I mean, at least there's coverage.
Yeah.
It could be
worse.
It could be worse,
yeah. Galen in Chandler, Texas says, I had squatters who took over a foreclosed house next door back during the recession. I tried to be nice, even offered to help the woman get a real estate license. It turns out she was bipolar and he was a drunk. One night, the husband was sitting in a boat in his front yard, honking its horn and screaming, you won't let my wife learn math in your house.
What, like a real boat?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he was just squatting, right?
Wait, but now
in a
I
boat.
Wonder, did they own the boat?
My guess is the boat was probably
it was there already.
There.
Okay. Because I was like, wow, what squatters?
Yeah.
High class on their yacht.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a yacht. Yeah. Let's see. AFAM says, my neighbors have gotten into a stun gun fight, which was hilarious. A stun gun fight?
I don't think anyone wins in that scenario.
No. They've gotten into a stun gun fight, which was hilarious. A knife fight. A fist fight on the hood of my car.
Oh.
Rioted in a nearby elementary school playground. And then revealed themselves as neo-Nazis by chasing their pit bull down the street shouting, Adolf, Adolf, get back here.
Great. And none of that is I would think, you know, a stun gun fight, a knife fight, riots.
Yeah.
You'd think, you know, something.
You'd think these people would be in jail.
Right. They would have hurt themselves already or.
A stun gun fight? You live next door to Johnny Knoxville?
I feel like Darwinism would have taken over.
Oh, well, no, that was, seriously. That's.
It does not seem like.
No. There are. Now, listen, let me explain something to you. There are way too many ways to thin the herd that has not happened.
Right.
You know what I mean? T. Pastor says a neighbor is convinced I hacked her iPhone. After helping her fix it a few weeks back, she always comes over to our house and bangs on the door really loud. It's never during the day. It's usually between 9 and 10 p.m. And when we don't answer, she starts talking to herself really loudly. I find that just creepy.
That is a little scary.
Yeah. Baby Princess says, this is on Reddit, had a super paranoid neighbor, told me he was going to add 8 extra feet to his chimney so no one could look down into it. He also used to watch my boyfriend and I from his house with binoculars. One time he warned my boyfriend that a guy in a blue sweatshirt was shoveling our driveway. The guy was, in fact, my boyfriend.
That's frightening because he's watching them.
Yeah. So.
Yikes.
I've never seen a stun gun fight.
I would, you know what? I would like to see it at a friend's house.
Well, I mean, I watch
my own house.
I have every episode of Jackass on.
Oh, there you go.
On
no
DVD.
Stun gun fights.
Well, they've used stun guns,
but no fight. Like,
I don't know if they've ever. Yeah, I'm sure they have. I'm sure, like Knoxville,
they had to have.
You know, has shot Steve-O. Steve-O shot Bam. I'm sure that's something they've done.
Just reminds of The Simpsons when the family they all get put in the therapy and they have the buzzers.
Oh, yeah.
That just reminds me of that.
Yeah. There's wow, that's an early Simpsons episode.
Yeah,
that's like
fuzzy
that's like
other.
A Tracy Ullman episode.
Say that, the pointy head.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Hang on a second. We got to find out. The opening bell is coming up on this Tuesday morning. Let's find out what's in store for that. Here's Steve. Hey, well, Steve.
Good morning. You know, I was listening to all that. I'm thinking if the stun gun thing, that's probably something you might want to get the authorities involved in.
Yeah.
Now that they've revealed their dog's name as well, I'd be a little uneasy about that.
Yeah.
One.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Yes, it is.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yes. Glad to be back.
Yeah, me too. It's the weekend went kind of fast, but here we are, back on the treadmill, I guess, right?
Yeah.
The opening bell coming up, we're going to be talking with the folks out at Argonne National Laboratory. They're starting a kick-butt incubator is the only way to describe it. Imagine being a science startup and getting to use every utility, every asset that Argonne has. They're going to be picking five of them first round out. We'll be talking with them as the morning goes along on the opening bell. Also, our Allstate CEO Spotlight, all coming up next.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Arriving too late. I've done a bit of smuggling, and I've run my share of grass.
Yeah.
I made enough money to buy my
Jimmy Buffett.
Uh-huh.
Two for Tuesday.
Right.
Never been too late.
Mike wanted to hear that, so it's Mike's fault, everybody. You ever been to a Jimmy Buffett show?
I used to work them.
Oh, that's right, because you were at the Tweeter Center.
So I have a special hatred for them.
Yeah.
For the Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. Do you hate Dave Matthews fans, too?
I don't have specific memories of them.
No.
I have specific memories of Jimmy Buffett fans.
Of course you do. I'm a big Dave Matthews fan.
Yep.
And, in fact, I'm wearing a Dave Matthews t-shirt.
Oh, boy.
So, I don't like being lumped in with the shark heads or the parrot faces or whatever the hell they're called.
The Jimmy Buffett fans?
Yeah. Because you kind of get lumped in with the fish fans.
Oh, I see.
And
no, Dave Matthews bands are more bro-y.
Oh, yeah, they're all.
Than,
it's Puka
Buffett.
Shells. It's Puka Shells and backwards baseball caps.
Yes.
And, you know,
yeah.
Flip-flops.
I dated a guy who liked Dave, and he took me to a show. I just kind of couldn't deal with what was going on.
I've seen him over 30 times. Okay. I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating.
You guys could chat.
Yeah, man. That's when I get my bro on. I go see Dave.
Your hemp and puka shell necklace.
That's exactly right. Because you know, that's how I dress.
You have a special collection just for those shows.
Just, I only bust it out when I go see Dave.
Right.
I bust out my puka shells.
Your flip-flops are Adidas slip-ons.
That's exactly right. And no, I actually wear those shoes that have fingers in them for your toes.
No. Those scare me. They just gross me out.
No, they gross me out too. I'm just saying that. I bet a lot of Dave Matthews fans own those.
They probably do.
So, all right. Hey, Esmeralda, it's going to be Wednesday tomorrow already.
I know.
Isn't that craziness?
It's already the middle of the week.
It's already the Humpty dance.
Tomorrow.
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. We got a break. Opening bell is next on WGN after the news.